It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live, 818-818-6444.
Okay, and we have Keisha Rogers here. Keisha is my brilliant colleague who's been on the show many times over the years, often replacing Harley Schlanger. She is in the district in Houston, actually, and has run in the past against Al Green. I wish you had won. Al Green is an obscenity. He stated recently, and the guy, at least he's honest, that unless we impeach Trump, he's going to get reelected. That one point I can say, listen, Al Green, it's the only thing, it's like that guy, the Canadian, that had that movie series where one day he actually had to tell the truth. He couldn't stop at telling the truth. This situation that I see on this thing, because I watched hours of this impeachment inquiry, it's an obscenity. It's not just destroying and attacking Trump, it's trying to destroy the presidency and the separation of powers. Can any world leader of America now, the president, ever talk to any other foreign world leader and even do his job rationally and effectively without being accused of being a crime or bribery or whatever? It's disgusting. And to me, to be honest with you, if I was advising Trump and I put together a 36-minute video that has Trump in the first part of it, actually is Superman, because he is, in a sense, although he is uninformed, got bad advisors around him, and he's actually a pre-Christian, he's not a full Christian yet, and we're going to talk about that in hour three with Pastor Butch. But I honestly think if the man got proper advisors, if he had a chance to talk to Keisha Rogers and Dr. Bill Deagle and other people like Gary Richard Arnold and Jerry Barrett from Power of Prophecy and John W. Springer, whistleblower on La Archila Island in Nicaragua, and nukes, for Russian nukes, he'd have a different perspective. But my gosh, what I see going on is an obscenity. And it paralyzes America to not even take care of American citizens and our international business. And it's, of course, the crushing the health of Trump, who's obviously, I think he likes the battle. But the problem is it's obviously stressing the man because he's the fattest president we've had since William Howard Taft. He won't be impeached by Pelosi. He'll be impeached by the Coke in his right hand that's got aspartame in it. It distresses me to see America in these convulsions of anti-democracy, anti-constitutional blather. And to see government bureaucrats and other people talking like this, it makes me ill. It makes me feel sad about America. Doesn't it make you sad?
Well, I'll tell you, look, if people really want to understand what's going on right now, they have to turn to the greatest intelligence source in the LaRouche pack and also the LaRouche publications, because if you really want to actually get to the bottom of this, you have to know thy enemy. And look, what's going on in the – it's not just the Democratic Party. Let's just get this straight.
Oh, no, it's not just them. We went over a list of Rhino Republicans on Tuesday with Gary Richard Arnold, and we just had a long list of congressmen and senators that are prepared with the Rhino, false, fake, globalist, maniac, out-of-their-mind Republicans that are – no better than these damn Democrats, right?
Yeah, but the key right now is that they're going for war, for a total disintegration of the system. This is an outright coup against the president of the United States. It's a strategic fight. If you really want to think about it, what's going on right now, you just had this farce of the hearings that you were referring to taking place on impeachment right now. But what is this really about? The fact of the matter is, you know, from Russiagate to Muellergate to now what they're using as Ukrainegate, the intention behind this was directly described by the gentleman named Igor Kolomoisky, who is, I'm sure you've watched this, in his interview with the New York Times, who stated the intention, this is the former oligarch that was directly involved in the operations in Ukraine, who was adamantly against Russia for a long time. But what, you know, this guy has come out and said he had a change of heart, and that particularly the most important thing that he stated is that the policy that has been at the center of this when it comes to Ukraine, and this is what we knew from day one, was that this was a policy of war against Russia. That's what this has been about.
Exactly.
And
now, by the way, if you keep on doing this, it will stir up war. In other words, there's elements inside Russia that see this as a threat directly to Russia. their economy has been shattered by all of these attacks, because they, going right back since a century ago, when the British and the Jesuits actually put in the Bolsheviks and ripped their country apart, they've lost many of their citizens on the Eastern Front. When we purposely created the rise of Adolf Hitler and even funded him, George Bush's father helped to pay through the banks to make sure Adolf had the money to prosecute a war. And then millions of Russian citizens died on the Eastern Front. There were four times more deaths there than there was in the Western Front. And yet, after we've destroyed Russia and their economy is no bigger than Rhode Island, and Russia does have a nuclear force and does have biological weapons, they have been excluded from the G8. We wonder if Trump is successful at getting them back into having trade negotiations and collaborating scientifically with the West and with a defense of Earth strategy. It'll be a simple thing to take out the nukes out of Lachila Island and Venezuela and Iran and North Korea. They're all Russian nukes. The reason is there's elements in Russia see us as wanting to destroy them, and that's what's going on here. Even when Russia took back the Crimea, which is 95% Russian, people don't understand that Kiev used to be the capital of Russia 200 years ago. It's not a separate place. Ukraine split off from Russia, but even eastern Ukraine was the main place where they made most of the Russian nukes. They're made in the eastern capital of Ukraine. People don't understand this, do they?
Yeah, people should go back and look at the documentary that was put out by Oliver Stone called Ukraine on Fire. And he now has a new one out called Revealing Ukraine, because this is exactly what we were saying, which is that, look, the whole issue has been at the center of it that Donald Trump came in and turned over the whole chessboard and said that he was not going to continue to go along with the policies that had been set into place of war against Russia, of what policies had been set in place by Obama and people within his cabinet like Victoria Nuland, and this whole funding of neo-Nazis and a coup in Ukraine. That's been at the center.
So, you got to understand it. You got to see from the perspective of the babushkas and the Russian citizens and scientists and high intellectuals and just regular citizens of Russia. The Russians have been persecuted like crazy because the British Empire over a century ago saw back 150 years ago they didn't want to see the rise of a collaboration between Russia and Germany to create the Trans-Siberian Highway. We talked about this last week with Harley Schlanger. This is just history, but people don't read history. They don't know it. They don't understand.
Right.
Russia actually supported America in the initial American Revolution. He put their navy outside and actually threatened the British. And as a thank you, in 1870, America bought Alaska as a thank you and gave them $7 million, which back then was like billions. We gave money to the Russians because they gave us Alaska as a thank you of collaboration. In fact, we should be natural genetic and geopolitical allies, but instead we will actually turn in and force their nation into social communism, and the people want to get out of communism. That's why you have all the riots even against Putin.
And now Putin, and you look at the center of this, the two individuals, Taylor, William Taylor, and Kent, testified in front of Congress. People may not have caught this, but think about who these guys kept praising and saying were their number one mentors, being the big new Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger.
Now, oh my gosh, these guys are devils. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski and his daughter Mika at the News Hound are the guys that created the monster Barack Obama. Who tried to destroy America and bring the New World Order about, didn't he?
Destroying societies, been pushing wars, been toppling governments and nations. This is the people who they were praising as their mentors. And so these are the people who we brought on, who your buddy Adam Schiff brought.
No, you have to hesitate. The two Fs are removed and replaced with two Ts. Because that's what he's full of. Adam, S-H-I, I'm not going to say the full word, but there's two T's there, not two F's. Okay?
So,
you like that,
do you? This is serious. I mean, the key right now is, look, when these people, if we don't get away with these outright lies, this total destruction right now. And you think about why I continue and Harley continues to say, look, until you have Lyndon LaRouche exonerated, think about this. You just had a corrupt, unjust operation of the judge, the jury, and the whole gamut that just found Roger Stone, who is completely innocent, guilty on all crimes.
Right.
You know, so look, think about this. People are getting manipulated. They are getting completely tossed around by this media-run operation. But unless you know that the game is up right now, that the whole system, financial system, as LaRouche warned, is ready to disintegrate bigger than anything that you've seen before. They know that their system's about to blow, and they're going to try to take everything out with them. And
let me add some details here, okay? Because I'm following this. I have lots of financial newsletters, intel contacts inside the agencies. Uh-huh. In the last, since 2008, you ever watch the movie The Big Short?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's about a four-minute blurb at the end there where it says, you know, hey, the people went to jail, this happened, we fixed it, you know, all the stuff. And then they said, no, none of that happened. In other words, all the structural things in the economy that were there at 9/11, which, by the way, is part of the reason why they did 9/11, is self-inflicted destruction of the World Trade Center towers, which are demolished with nukes and RDX and super thermite. The same structural things are present now. Now, what's going on in the last month? You know what's going on with the riots in South America. The big banks, because of the repo loan issues, which went from 24 to 72 hours now, they can't fund and keep everything floating. And as a result, they extend the loans to 2 weeks. And the banks have decided they're not going to fund farmers planting crops next year, 2020. Which means we're going to have worldwide famine caused by the banksters who know that the world economy is ready to pop. And the same maniacs are the ones behind the right-on Republicans and the crazy Democrats. And the one who's disrupting this was Donald Trump. Now, he not have full knowledge or full intentions, but the guy's a negotiator. He's an American patriot, and he wants to do right, but he's got bad advisors around him. He's had to fire a lot of them. For example, Nikki Haley's pointed out that both Kelly and others are actually in trying to backstab him, trying to recruit her to actually do things to hurt him. So what I see happening here is pure insanity. And it's going to get, to me, honestly, I think Trump should have been jailed these people. I think it's so obscene right now. I think we're at the point where I talked to Pastor Butch this morning before the show. Trump is holding back the fire of destruction. But if he loses the election because enough Americans believe this little show trial and believe the fact that he was involved with collaborating with Russia and Russia's such a bad guy and everything, Russia's got elements that want to do stuff to us if we do stuff to them. They had a simulation on October 10th, 2017, one quarter of their population, 40 million people, saying to all their people who are doing a war game simulation, the West is going to nuke us. The Russians are paranoid. We want them to be paranoid. We're actually, when we see this one, even this Yovanovitch, she didn't want more investigations. It was already concluded the Russians did this. Russia did not do this. This stuff that happened in 2016 was not Russia, okay? It was a couple of oligarchs working through Ukraine and corrupt politicians that were actually buying this with Christopher Steele working for MI5 and MI6 and the British. People don't know this. And if we lose the election because of Trump, his reputation is destroyed, or in 2024 after he's gone, as they say in the military, we're screwed and tattooed. It's over. So we need a politician like you in there, Keisha, to represent us as a congresswoman or senator. We need people that will face the truth and actually talk solutions and actually work with nations that potentially could be enemies but should be friends. And if we don't solve this, we're going to have a thermonuclear, chemical, and biological war, and we're not going to defend our planet against a coronal mass injection that'll wipe out our power grid, or an incoming asteroid that in 2029, April, has a 1% chance of it or its debris field hitting us. And that asteroid, if it hits us, is three times larger than the one that destroyed the dinosaur 66 million years ago. And though people didn't understand that the dawn of the dinosaur age started millions of years before and ended with an asteroid, and our world needs a defensive Earth strategy. We need technology to transition the human race to a new type of economy, a new world like Lyndon's.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com. And then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Keisha, I mean, I'm kind of dismayed. I believe the assault that I see, seeing this circus there, and it's also not just bad Democrats, there's rhino Republicans stabbing not only Trump, but the idea of the presidency and the idea of an autonomous people that have the right to vote for their, and have control of their bodies even, like not having the state take over. For example, we saw Kamala Harris trying to propose school extended to 6 p.m., not because they want to make sure that mamas that have to work late. The state wants to take over our kids like the Nazis, set up the civil detention training camps for the youth. We have a situation now that's so beyond obscene, they're taking all the masks and gloves off, and they see their titanium knuckles because they're like the Terminator from the 25th century come back to destroy us. And when I see Adam Schiff, a member of the last two letters are TT, and the crazy Democrats and their comments, it's not only an obscenity, it's not only wasting time and money, but it's also trying to destroy the idea of the constitutional republic based on rights given by God to us that we delegate to our politicians to be our servants. I don't see that. What I see happening is we're creating a global new world order that's neither Republican or Democrat, but just totalitarian. And I don't care what label, but they call it socialism, communism, corporatism. It's all bad. And it's all going to be resulted in termination. Please respond.
Yeah, both sides are, I mean, the problem is, as I said, this is not a political fight. It is a warfare, a cultural right. warfare right now. This is not about Democrats versus Republicans. It is right that you have a British imperial system that has been at the forefront of the policies to destroy what our Constitution, what our republic, the conception of the pursuit of happiness of all mankind, of all nations. And that's what they want to see destroyed, because when you look at the situation right now, you have a president who has come in who has said, look, we're not going to continue with the endless wars. We're not going to continue with the policies of pitting nations against each other, of economic destruction. And so what now is at stake is that you have two systems before the world. It's sort of like what Lincoln said, but the two systems before the world right now are we going to actually have a system of British imperial rule, of warfare and total annihilation, destruction of nations, or are you going to actually have cooperation, human beings working together, seeing themselves as we have to have common aims of mankind for working toward a common future of peace, of development. And that's why I thought it was very good that the fact that the first day of these sparse hearings, when the president was hosting a press conference with the Turkish President Erdogan, discussing what has to happen in the region, in Syria and the Middle East and so forth, you know, he said, when the media asked him, well, what's your comments on the hearings on impeachment taking place? He said, you mean the witch hunt? I hear it's a joke. I haven't paid it any attention. And he says, I'm here talking with the Turkish president about peace and how we're going to develop it in the Middle East and so forth. And why should I be belittling myself or, you know, concerning the nation with such insanity when this is what we should be talking about? And that's exactly what they don't want him to talk about. Because, as said, this is their last straw. And I will tell you, Harley wrote an article, I'll get this over to people, which is very important, gets at the center of this. We've put out a number of articles, particularly it's called The Scoundrel's Last Hurrah, Financial Economic Collapse lies behind drive for impeachment. And that's what's at stake right now.
Exactly. And in fact, send it over and I'll cut and paste it, but I also want to put a link to LaRouche, LaRouchePAC.com. The other website is PUB.com. Please continue.
PAC.com and PUB, because what people should do is definitely, I can tell you another way you can get some up-to-date updates on a regular basis. We're now sending out reports and updates through text. And what you can do, I'm going to state a number here, is you text SC20, that's S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, 20, to 202-609-8371. SC20.
Yeah, give me that number again.
202-609-8371.
And what will that do? When they dial that number, what will they do?
So you need to text. That's what it'll do is it will send you text updates and how you can get on immediate updates on our assessment, what we've been saying in going after this impeachment farce and this
right.
coup. Our intelligence community, our intelligence staff is working nonstop to put the truth out about what's really going on here. So people should text that number, SC20, to that number, and you'll get some updates.
When you text that, you text SC20, SC20,
right? S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, 20.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
SC20, okay. Let's get a formula for a solution to this now, because we're moving into the next half of this segment, and then I put up a video 36 minutes long that explains all the problems that we're facing. I put in all of LaRouche Foundation solutions and my solutions to every problem that America and the world faces. I give instructions of what presidents should do in terms of having good advisors. Like, I don't know how luckily you and your advisors, like Harley Schlanger and many others in the foundation, were able to contact POTUS. But we've been having a hard time. We've been trying for 2 years to be a whistleblower to Russian nukes. And which, by the way, the Russian nuke situation is simply a response to the fact they're being persecuted. Their economy is so crushed by the West, and the sanctions against Russia are so severe, it's not surprising elements in Russia want to see us as an enemy and think that the future is a nuclear attack on their country. It's not surprising to me at all. Why are we surprised at that? Isn't that funny?
It's kind of ridiculous,
isn't it?
It is, but what we've been trying to do is more so, look, our objective is to create a movement in the population, to educate the population. That's why
right.
we're out on the streets on a daily basis. Look, because we are out, say, this week in Shreveport, Louisiana, where the president was just there speaking and had his rally again on yesterday. We're out on the streets talking to the population about, look, don't be bamboozled by all of the media mayhem that's going on, all of the lies that you're being bombarded with, that
right.
you actually have to know how to think for yourself to understand what's going on. What is the intention behind this? And so the solution is absolutely, how are we going to get out of this financial collapse, this crisis? You know, honestly, this is the Achilles heel for the president, because people are saying, hey, everything is peachy king. You know, stock markets are up. Everything's looking good.
Yeah, that's actually not true, is it? That's not the whole picture.
No, it's not the whole picture. And so the solution is, you know, this is not just talking points of when we come on this show and tell people, unless you're fighting for Lyndon LaRouche's four economic laws, starting with Glass-Steagall in culminating that,
yeah.
because when you have a situation...
By the way, let me summarize what Glass-Steagall is. Glass-Steagall is to wall off investor and personal money so that the banks can use it to speculate and create a bubble economy. Please continue.
Yeah, because when you have a situation where the Federal Reserve is getting away with right now pumping on a daily basis their overnight repo loans that's now up to something like from $35 billion to now $100 billion per day,
right.
that anything people thought they witnessed in 2007, 2008, it was nothing compared to what's going on right now. So, so the key is, even Glass-Steagall is not enough. You need to have a total implementation of a ton.
Well, let's go through those four laws, okay? The first one is Glass-Steagall. Second one, I think, is the Four Powers Agreement, like Bretton Woods. The four major powers to have,
It's the Glass-Steagall Banking Reorganization, shutting down the Wall Street bailouts, and implementation of a national bank in the form of what Alexander Hamilton did, and going toward a system, a new system of federal credit for a productive economy, to invest in the real economy, and that being driven by a science driver, which is the fourth law of space exploration, of fusion development. Emphasis on fusion research, fusion power, space development, that all of those things are not just you do one, you do the next, you do the next. They have to be a package. They have to be organized from the top down. There has to be a change in the entire system. And that's what's required right now.
Right. Yeah, and that, by the way, those four principles he's had out there for how long have they been? I'm going to say they've been...
stated that, you know, going back to 2013, but it was really, LaRouche was defining what had to be done going back to his warnings in the wake of the 2007 crisis, collapse.
Right. Yep. So what I see happening is these things are tried and true. They're based on historical facts and previous successful economic policies like the Bretton Woods and the Hamiltonian economic system, et cetera, that allowed America to escape the totalitarian control of the British system that wouldn't even allow us looms or ability to even create our own weapons.
Right.
And as a result, America was able to prosper. And the thing is, the Chinese put these policies in place in 2008 and built infrastructure, including high-speed rail, after they got bombarded from Europe. And unfortunately, they went at full speed rather than 40% below full speed, which is why they're having some accidents. But nevertheless, what's going on now is we didn't build infrastructure. We fattened the big pig banks 40%, and we caused 40 to 50% loss of the medium small banks.
Right.
This
and
is
then
bad.
We want to blame other people. We want to say, that it's the Chinese fault. But, I mean, the point is that China has made a commitment through its Belt and Road Initiative, through its New Silk Road, through its space development program, through its poverty alleviation program, that, it's lifted over 800-plus million people out of poverty. We can't say, we just had an event here where we had top-level representatives of the Chinese consulate and also the Russian consulate working very closely with our international organization. I was the moderator of the event. And one thing we can't say is that, look, these guys are stealing our intelligence, and that's...
Well, they are. I mean, there are negative elements going in both Russia and China, but these all can be cleared up. Trump's doing it step by step. I mean, he's getting protection of intellectual property and the other things.
We need to be innovating more. That's the point. We can talk about somebody stealing something when we're actually innovating more and we're lifting people out of poverty, and that's what the president wants to do. That's what the president's intention is.
Let me give you an interesting principle that I'm sure you love. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of being innovating more. We do not have a capitalist economy. We have corporatist economy. And the global banks, the global mega corporations, and the global corrupt politicians are running things, not little citizens. Like, for example, let's say you have a next-door neighbor who's a welder, and he works on a new way of doing welding joints or making something like a metal part. Like, I have people that are my customer patients that have a metal fabrication company here in California. He needs to be able to get funding so he can make, out of his garage, a prototype, get patented for it, then go into small production, larger production, actually then either sell to a big corporation or become a small or medium or larger corporation. And innovation is just the nature of our being, because people in America, no matter what skin color or where you came from, we're genetically distinct. We're not just exceptional because we left a place where we go more than 20 miles than our ancestors. We're exceptional from every single race. People are genetically distinct here. They'll be more innovative and more willing to take chances. And because of that, the Americans have created 90% of the world patents, even though we're only 4% of the world population. That's important to understand that. So if we just release, as you say, the banking structure that LaRouche talked about, These little innovators in their garage and small corporations will survive and create new technology. That's how things work, isn't it? Amazing stuff. Back in a moment with more with amazing Keisha Rogers.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. When I hear people talk about the idea that, you know, that capitalism is so bad, we got to move to socialism, and they're being taught this blather in university, we don't have capitalism at all. We have corporatism, which is transnational banks, billionaires, and globalist maniacs that want to do it, and they're both on the left and the right. They're not just one kind of, they're collaborating at the top levels toward bringing toward a totalitarian control freak regime. If we had true capitalism, just like Lyndon LaRouche talks about, we'd have easy funding for people to invent technology to release the human race to extend human lifespan, to heal health issues, and to start having, you know, space tourism around the Earth or recolonize and terraform Mars, and the planets like Titan around Jupiter, and to start having intergalactic trade. People don't realize the 21st century is a century where we are going to build Star Trek, at least the first and second generation of the Star Trek Enterprise and its entire intergalactic fleet. It's going to happen, and we have to invent the technology so we can have healthy populations of every nationality traveling in space to far reaches of our galaxy and trading with other distant beings, both human and non-human, and also to start realizing that if we don't get off Earth, we're unlikely to survive on Earth because we have lots of challenges. Coronal mass ejections, supernovae, all kinds of things that could terminate the human race, right?
Yeah, and to make it clear, to be direct about it, what we have is not a capitalist system or a socialist system, and people, you know, get caught up in all of these terms that are all manipulated.
Right.
It's the American system versus the British imperial system.
Exactly.
And the best economist, one of the greatest economists that LaRouche looked up to a lot, that really characterized this was Henry C. Carey, who was the economist of Abraham Lincoln, in
right.
his book called The Harmonies of Interest, where he talked about the difference between the American system versus the capitalist systems.
The corporatist system,
but
the British system is involved with secret orders, corporations,
right.
and global government, and we call deviltry to cause war and chaos. For example, the British and the Jesuits created the circumstances to create World War I and II, which just had a hiatus in the middle, and it was there to create world government. And the next thing they want to do is when they blow up the world economy, which they're working on it, they want to bring in the mark of the beast and totalitarian control of the entire population. It doesn't matter what you call it. You can call it socialism in one country, capitalism in another country. It doesn't matter. It's all the same garbage, isn't it?
Exactly. Here, check this out. Listen to this. Yeah, he says, this is Henry C. Carey. Two systems are before the world. The one looks to increasing the proportions of persons and of capital engaged in trade and transportation, and therefore to diminishing the proportions engaged in producing commodities with which to trade, with necessarily diminished returns to the labor of all, while the
right.
other looks to increasing the proportions engaged in the work of production and diminishing that engaged in trade and transportation and increased returns to all, giving to labor good wages and the owner of capital goods good profits. The point is, to make it simple, what he's saying is that you have a system that is pro-slavery, that looks to destroying and to keeping people backwards, to stopping economic progress, and the other one is for advancing breakthroughs and new creative, new technological advances for seeing human beings as creative beings. So that's
exactly. I totally agree with you, and that's why I really like the LaRouche
right?
Foundation's approach.
Right.
But so this is, again, an example of why when you have a government here in America where the Democrats over the last century have literally lied to, let's say, the black or the non-white populations and told them how they're going to protect them, and they've actually destroyed their family, aborted their babies. If you're black, you're seven times more likely to be aborted in your mama's womb. They've actually tried to make sure the men are not in the family so they have gangs rise up because the fathers are not there. And 7 decades ago, the conservative black families were more conservative and more Christian than the so-called white families. So it's not a matter of skin color. They targeted, just like the people from the, you know, Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics, to work with the Democrats to bring in policies that would destroy and depopulate our American population of blacks. So that's an example of a form of racism that they tried to cover up. And in fact, people are starting to wake up, and that's why we like Kanye West. He is my blood brother. I am so proud of that man and his latest thing. He's in a major thing in his latest movie. I want him to be running for politics. He says he's going to run in 2024. I would vote for him.
Who actually,
if he wants to run for president,
who did you say?
Kanye West.
Yeah. I mean,
Kanye West, let me tell you, the man is not only a brilliant musician, he actually has a heart, and he actually has got a spiritual brain. And people need to understand, it doesn't matter what your skin color is. It matters, are you a son or daughter of the Most High God? Do you care about your fellow humans, no matter where they are and how much good or evil they're doing? Are you praying for them? Are you trying to bring in a kind of world where people aren't hungry, starving, getting toxic drugs to get ADD because their mama's on, like an HMD chorea reductase inhibitor or a Prozac or whatever that's going to increase that? No. Kanye realizes that our current system is designed to enslave, and it doesn't matter what label you put on it. The black population are starting to wake up, and even if 20% decide to swing over along with independents, Trump will get reelected, but Trump himself needs to be reformed. We're going to talk about this in Hour 3. Trump needs to have better advisors. We've had a hell of a time for 2.5 years to get through to the man. He's very good, and he has a good heart, and he's doing some good things for the population, but because they continue Russiagate, they lost the midterm elections, and since then, our government's been paralyzed. Next week, we have to have a federal budget. We're not dealing with USMC, the treaty with Mexico and Canada. We're not paying our military. We're not doing anything. All the R's are in a conniption trying to see if they can remove President Trump from 2016 and make sure he doesn't get reelected. And it's not just Trump. It wouldn't matter who he is. It wouldn't matter is if he does what basically, let's say it was Lyndon LaRouche himself resurrected from the dead running, which is what Trump in a sense is. If he was doing that, they would both the left and the right would be after him just the same way they are after Trump, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't matter.
The point is that, as I said at the very beginning, you know, we know the real reason the warmongers, the British imperial apparatus wants Trump out. And they made this clear. It's that they want war. They
right.
want, and so the key right now is that the American people have to make a decision. They have to actually stand up and defy absolutely this evil, corrupt system.
Right.
And because it's not just about them going after the president and maybe
in other words, he's just a central part of the target, but the target isn't
exactly.
just Trump. It's the American political system. It's the autonomy of a population. It's the idea of innovation. It's all those four principles you talked about, that LaRouche has talked about, that if we bring our nation to them, and we export those ideas. In fact, some of those have been implemented by the communist Chinese, under Xi.
It's only going to be done and accomplished through international cooperation,
right.
of the second a principle of what LaRouche has been calling for and our
right.
organization has been adamant about, which is that you have to have a new Bretton Woods system of...
Exactly.
A new system of economic relations between nations, starting with the United States, Russia, China, India as the four major powers.
Right.
Because right now, look, there's what people see in the world right now. You have all of these uprisings going on. You have the German farmers that are coming out infuriated about the policies against the whole green agenda. The fact
right.
that they're being told that they can't farm, you know, the uprisings that are going on right now where people say, look, I'm sick and tired of this, and they are fighting and hoping for a better future. And, you know, this is why they're going after people who are wanting to give that to their constituency, to their population. You know,
right.
you look at the situation in Bolivia right now.
Right.
Total chaos, as you know, because...
Yeah, but you know why the roots of that is what I mentioned earlier. The population can't get the kind of Hamiltonian kind of access to money for the farmers to plant or people to innovate and create industry. And these are not stupid people. So those four principles have applied to Bolivia and Argentina, and someone would release them, right?
Right. You can't have that as long as you have a coup in place, as long as you have British-run operations that are funding drug cartels, that are
right.
overthrowing governments, that are bailing out the banks right now, that are running a legitimate presidents like Evo Morales, because this is crucial right now, that you have the George Soros, the drug-run operations,
yeah.
the banking cartels that are running the show.
They and by the way, the Soros is running it with until last April of this year. Hmm. Trump cut it off. Soros is running what's called Orange Revolutions in countries all around the world, and even our State Department's collaborating with Soros.
We've been doing that for years. Oh, you want to hear something funny? The Geneva, Soros Open Society just wrote a letter to Fox News saying that the Geneva has to be removed as a consultant from Fox News because of the fact that he put out the truth about the fact that George Soros' operations have been at the center of all of these wars and the uprising around the color revolutions and so forth. And so Soros' operation is saying, hey, this guy is, you know, outing us, and he's a...
Yeah, how dare he tell the truth and expose the evil we're doing, right? How dare he tell the truth in this day of tyranny? And, you know, that's the thing. Your organization has always done this, and I'm amazed how brave you are.
And
because
the first thing they want to say about it is anti-Semitic. First of all, George...
Oh, no, man. You know what? The problem is that some of the atheistic anti-Semitics are behind it because they've actually betrayed their own people. We've talked about this with Jews that have been on the right program. So people need to start understanding here. This transits across race. It transits across national lines. These four principles that LaRouche talked about will rescue any nation, no matter what you call their political system, wouldn't
it? That's it. And this is what we need to get people to understand, that, look, we live in a changing galaxy, in a galactic universe, and we have to actually think about ourselves as Solarians, as not just Earthlings. And we have to think about ourselves in terms of we have a commitment to solving the problems and meeting the common aims for mankind. Because with all of what people are being bombarded with right now, they have to actually see how to elevate and how human beings are not like the dinosaurs, like you said earlier, not like other animals, that we can actually create the future. We don't have to actually live as the beavers and the animals before. We can actually turn the situation around, and that's what the responsibility is right now, that people have to stand up, they have to demand the truth, they have to act, they have to fight. And so, again, where you're going to find truth, where you're going to find solutions is through LaRouche PAC, through our organization, because no matter what they try, our fight is on principle, it's on truth, and we might be small in numbers and small in finances, which I would encourage everybody out there, look, you got to support and back the LaRouche movement. This is where you're going to get the real intelligence from. This is where you're going to get the real fight. So, again, I want to give that number out that I gave earlier because people should start to get these updates. It's SC20. That's what you text. SC20.
Yeah, text SC20,
202-609-8371.
Amazing program, as I say. I'll vote for you, congresswoman, senator, or president, if you run. You need to run. We'll raise money for you, okay? You're amazing.
All right,
you got
Kathy,
a heart, you got a soul, and you got a vision of the future, which Lyndon had, that the human race will become a galactic civilization, right?
Very good. Yes, we have
amazing times coming. This is a transition for the human race. Back in a moment with Pastor Butch Paugh. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be fire coming out of his mouth and my mouth to tell you the truth to save you from spiritual annihilation and pain. We're going to give you pain relief. How's that? And we're going to give you spiritual manna. Back in a moment with Pastor Butch.